Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back here on Halloween Day. Happy Halloween, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. October 31st, of course, 2022. 59 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Not bad weather here for Halloween. Now, we're asking for Halloween memories this morning. If you have any Halloween memories of maybe the old Halloween parade here in Marion or anything of that nature, give me a buzz. What are the popular Halloween costumes this year? Do you have kids and grandkids? What are kids going as this year? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm always interested to hear about that. Now, of course, yesterday, I saw one of our longtime listeners, Pat Henry, and his wife in the grocery store, and I wanted to say hello to Pat and his wife. I hope they're out there listening. I think they listen on the internet. So, Pat and your lovely wife, if you're out there listening, good morning. Hope you're having a good morning. And Roger, I don't know if Roger's still out there, but Roger called in a couple weeks ago. Said he found us on his tablet. So, Roger, good morning to you. And Trish, I don't know. We haven't heard from Trish. I feel bad about that. I don't know what happened to Trish. Hope she's okay. But, Trish, if you're still out there, good morning to you this morning. We've done our morning good mornings here. And Ryan, we didn't hear much from Ryan last week, but I know he was working in Findlay, so good morning to him if he's out there listening. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, we're definitely talking fruitcake toss, and we possibly might have some new entries here. I don't know. Jim Jordan's office, I think, has been called, and Governor DeWine's office, I think, has been called. And at this point, and I don't know, earlier I said that some good entrants might be Ted Strickland, Governor Strickland. He's done a lot of things with us. And possibly the President Harding impersonator or Ted Williams. But I don't think anybody has officially nominated them. If somebody officially calls in and nominates them, I will contact those three to see if they can do it. Because I know pretty well how to get a hold of them. But beyond that, I don't know. But if somebody wants to nominate them, feel free. Or nominate anybody else. And we had the idea earlier, which I think is a great idea, calling businesses. Just call up a McDonald's, call up a Bob Evans, call up a Denny's, and say, hey, we're having this event. It's a fruitcake toss. It's going to be December 15th at 7 o'clock. The winner gets a plaque. The winner gets a certificate. They get a meal somewhere. They get a fruitcake. All the muckety mucks in the community are going to be there, and if you want to enter people or have a representative, let me know. You could do that. No problem with that. So right now the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the fruitcake contest? And we're also still trying to figure out what food would go good with the fruitcake contest. Last year, I think we just had we're still going to have candy this year and cookies and things of that nature because that's you know, Christmas. But last year, I believe we just had like a meat and cheese tray, something like that, if I remember right, which was very good. But I'm just trying to think if there's something that has to do with I don't know. I just something different, something cheap, something easy for people who might be there that night. Because obviously you don't want to get involved in a meal with forks and plates and spoons and knives and things like that. I don't know what the food could be. But we'll work on it. So if anybody has any idea on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 18 minutes past the hour on this Halloween morning, 2022. Give me a buzz. Halloween memories or updates to the fruitcake toss competition. 740-751-4038. And again, the list is long. I don't have the complete list in front of me, but we've got James Anderson and Ted Jolliffe and Mayor Kellogg and Dr. Davis and Jeannie Evers and Sarah and Judy Cressup and Pastor Whitaker and Buckeye Guy and Fruitcake Lily and three of Sarah's friends and Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Donno Bauer, Brandon, Angie, Linda, Adam, Sean, Terry, myself, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, Fire Chief Deem, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, I think I said their names, but a whole host of people, and there's more people too. One of Linda's friends is in it. They were entered on Friday. So I know we're well over 30 people at this point. I think it's 32. I have them numbered off at the studio, but I'm pretty sure it's 32 people. But right now, Donno Bauer holds the record for the fruitcake toss. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I tried to call you during break. If you have more than 45, I don't understand where these people parked last year. There was enough parking. So, if you change it, if there's more than 45... Do they all have to be called back? I've already told them the address.
No. What will happen is if we end up switching the venue, I'm sure the Marion Star will run an article on that, and we'll put that out on social media.
But a lot of people don't get the Star, or they don't have computers and stuff.
Well,
then Jim Jordan, or if some of them would happen to come from Columbus, they'll have to be called because... That's what's got me worried. I didn't know if you could do it over at the fairground at that Coliseum, because apparently you don't need heat because they're outside anyway.
Right.
Or a school or a church. Some of them have, I think, big gyms or something.
Well,
they would let you do it, because this has got me nervous now.
Oh, no.
People are going to have to be called.
No. I think what's going to happen... No, we won't call them back, because I think that would be a lot of work. But what would happen is... most likely, if we did switch it, and I'm not saying we will, because I don't know. It'd be tough to switch it, but what would happen?
But I think if you're going to put it in the Marion Star, like, give them at least a couple weeks and stuff, and I just think there's going to be maybe quite a few.
Well, yeah, what I would do is somebody will be at the station because we broadcast that. So regardless of if we move it or not, there will be somebody there. So if we do move it, we're not going to move it outside of Marion. So there will be somebody there. If somebody would show up who did not get the word that it was moved, they could tell them where it was.
Yeah, because it would be kind of nice if it was inside. There would be like a big gym because... You know, an area that was big, that would keep, you know, a lot of the people from out in the cold. But this got me worried when you said 45, because I think as long as you're doing it, you're going to have at least that many.
Yeah, and I think, but you know...
You could call, not call, but Jason Schauber. You can, on the internet, send him a thing, because last year he told me he has, I don't know where he has the parking places, but like rentals around there, people could park there. And that area, I don't see where there's any parking anywhere. Along that street, that one side, you can park, and I don't know if it's going to take that many, if it'll, you know, you can do that many cars, plus people's drives and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you where a lot of people parked over on Washington, because there aren't a whole lot of cars over on Washington and not a whole lot of houses, so a lot of people parked on Washington and walked over. And I think that's where a lot of people park, because Washington's right there at the radio station. It's right there across the street.
I've got this question. What if there's snow in their eyes? People don't want... I don't like to walk... my age, the last couple of years, I don't like to walk on the ice so much or anything anymore.
Well, we'll do it no matter what the weather. And the lucky thing about that is that I don't think that'll happen that time of December. But it's at night, so most likely the roads would be cleared by that point, unless there's a snowstorm going on right then. And we would clear the area where the people stand. So that would be clear. And if they throw the fruitcake, if there's a little bit of snow on the ground, that's not going to cause a big problem. I don't remember what the weather was like last year, to be honest. I think it was chilly.
I think it was very cold. I think it was cold. But the thing is, maybe somebody that does computers could, like, the fire station, Fire Chief Dean, just send the main one, send him something, and he can send it to the others better than calling the people. It would be better, you know, to find these people's emails or however they do it, you know, and send it that way, the ones that participated, like, say, this year.
Yeah, it would be hard to move it because of just the way we broadcast it. Because
I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to keep telling them the address.
No, I would.
But I'll tell them, and then...
Yeah, I would keep telling them the address because, like I say, regardless, if they get there by 7, which is the time we're telling them to be there, there would be somebody there to say, oh, no, wait a second, we moved it over there. So, you know, it's not like they wouldn't be notified even. It's not like they're going to show up.
Yeah, I thought about somebody being there, but now if all those people, 45 or more, does that radio station, can that handle them inside or... Because I've never been that much in the station.
Well, I don't think we would put it... Most people don't come inside. Last year...
Oh,
I mean, a few people came inside to use the restroom, but I think that was it. Most people
I thought they would be inside after they tossed it. Okay.
No, most people stood in their car or they just kind of walked up. You know, and I don't know where a lot of people parked because I remember a lot of people were coming from around... the block. I think they must have walked around because, you know, there's that turnstile down there, not too far, that puts you on what's the street? Pearl. And I think a lot of people park there. I think a lot of people might have parked.
Pearl's kind of full because I knew somebody that lived there a few years ago. And mostly, a lot of those, you can only park on one side and see they're like big two-story houses. They'll have more than one rental person in them. But when I go down that street, it's usually pretty full. But maybe from this next year, you'll know whether to change it.
Well, yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see how it goes. We're still about 13 people away from the 45. And I would have to really look and see if parking is our only issue. You know, parking can be an issue anywhere. So I don't know that would be reason to move it. I really don't know. It would have to be something we'd think about. But, because, you know, they have, like, events like, Buckeye Chuck is out at WMRN. Well, they don't have any parking out there because they do it in the parking lot. So I don't know where people park there. And
I never thought of that. But you need somebody that does computers and, you know, that can go down, like the phone book, you know, like the businesses, and just send, I don't know how you find their email. Get online or just look their name up and it'll have their email and have them, you know, that would be a lot better than calling them, you know, sending them an email and stuff. And then they could send it back, I guess, you know, if they can come or not.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing about calling people, though, is word of mouth gets big. Because what happens is if you call a place like McDonald's, which has a lot of young employees, and you say, hey, this is what it is, and you actually talk to the manager who is there, they're going to relay that message. And then they might relay it to maybe their friends or somebody at the school. And that's another thing. You know, you've got the school superintendents, you've got teachers, you know, just trying to think of people of that nature that also would probably like to participate. You know, people...
All three McDonald's probably have different people... managers, but like the internet, you could just get on them and I don't know, just click it real easy and then they could click it back, you know, instead of like me. I only have like because my brother, I save their a message, you know, my kids, I won't delete those ones,
right?
And stuff and things, but I don't know. To me, it'd be successful just to get out of the phone book, you know, like the businesses, and just send them, after they see the paper, especially, just send them a thing, because then you got to wait. See, I'm waiting for, like, what is it, 6 or 7 people to get back with me.
Well, and, the problem with the internet, though, when it comes to those businesses, you never really know who's getting the message. It's not always the manager of the store. A lot of times it's the person who's doing their internet stuff. A lot of times it's an employee. A lot of times it might be a district manager who has no idea what's going on. And that's one of the problems with, you know, it's like when you call in a complaint. A lot of times you don't really get anybody who's actually in that store. And that becomes a little bit of a problem. And that's why the internet's a little difficult, because I don't know how well the messages ever really get relayed via the internet. You know, we just had this issue not too long ago when I did something with the President Harding impersonator, and I kept trying to send it on the internet, and I kept getting nothing back. And then I actually called him, and I said, hey, I'd like you to come in and do this. I've been sending you messages. And he said he didn't get any of them.
Well, like Kroger's on 95 or something, if you had the address and sent it to that, that's the one that I usually went to. And stuff, you know, the manager and stuff would get it there. I don't know. It just takes so much time when you call, and then they have to call you back.
Well, I hope that word of mouth is working, and I think it is in a way, because the whole reason we started this earlier this year was because Pastor Whitaker and Buckeye Guy and both wanted to do nominations very early. So that's how it got rolling back in October. I wasn't really going to start it till after Halloween. So it I think the word of mouth, because neither one of them were in it last year, Pastor Whitaker or Buckeye Guy. So I think the word of mouth is spreading, and people are aware of it, which is good. Like last night, George asking me about it. You know, that's good word of mouth traffic. And I think it'll turn out good. Oh, we got Mike McGinnis in it. I forgot him. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll get 40. We might have 45 people. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because a lot of people, like school superintendents, employees of restaurants, we haven't really tapped that market yet. So I don't know how that will all turn out in the end. We've got a lot of the big muckety-mucks in town, but other than that, I really don't know how it'll go with the other folks.
Yeah, because really, if you wanted to go, you could, like the school, the principal, send an email or something, and they could post it, where if the younger people and at churches, you would probably get swapped with people.
Well, that's another.
The young people probably would like to talk and stuff, but.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, 32 people. I mean, we're not going to put a cap on it, but 32 people. You know, that's a lot of people. And we broadcast this, and, you know, it takes about a minute, maybe a minute and a half, because the person's got to come out of the crowd, they got to be called up, and then they've got to throw it, and then we've got to measure off how far it went, and then we've got to write it down how far it went. So it takes about a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes to do each person. So 32 people already is going to take over an hour to do that bunch. So it'll be interesting how many people we get and how long the event goes on. It'll be something.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I don't know how they could do it, because I keyed on the computer 21 years, but I didn't get in and do anything, because if I did something wrong, I'd get fired. I mean, I just keyed. I don't know why, like, the employees, city employees, and county, why just a little thing about it could be said, and they could post it. I know they probably all have bulletin boards as you enter the buildings and stuff, but okay, so I'll just keep telling them the address.
Yeah, keep telling them, yeah, because somebody will be at the station regardless.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If the venue should change, which I don't know that it will, but if it will, we will have somebody at the station telling people what's going on. I don't, you know, I'm sure parking was an issue last year, but it didn't seem to be a big issue. I'll put it that way. I know a lot of people were walking over from Washington, and the event is rather quick. It's not like we shut down traffic on the street for hours. You know, it's, I think the whole thing last year took about an hour. So it's not, you know, gigantically huge. But anyway, 740-751-4038. Would anybody like to nominate anybody? Would anybody like to add to the fruitcake toss? I'll tell you, it's becoming a fruitcake toss mania here on Halloween as we head into the big fruitcake toss on December 15th at 7 p.m. You know, a lot of stuff going on that night. Presentation of the plaque, presentation of the certificate, presentation of the fruitcake, presentation of the food that people will win. Going to be an event of epic proportions. And again, the names I mentioned earlier, Governor Strickland, Ted Williams, President Harding, if anybody wanted to enter them, just let me know. And I can, those three I can pass along the information to. But other than that, here we are. But businesses, and as Sarah said, churches. You know, if churches wanted to get involved, that certainly would not be a bad idea. Still trying to figure out what we're going to do for music. I guess worst case scenario, we could put the speaker outside and play the Christmas music. And still looking for an odd food idea. Just kind of an odd thing that would not be too expensive that we could do at Christmas. Don't know what that would be, but if you think of anything, let me know. 740-751-4038. Or if you have any Halloween memories, because it is Halloween, if you haven't heard, 740-751-4038. You know, we could do one of those big CNN breaking news things. Breaking news! It's Halloween. Okay, well, I was interested. Did anybody go to Bell's over the weekend when they had their grand opening this past weekend? I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The wholesale place out by Kohl's. And I think Bath & Body Works is open now. I think somebody sent a picture saying they opened this past weekend. Does anybody have any information on that? Is Bath & Body Works open out by Kohl's now? I would assume they'd want to be open before the holidays, which are just about 24 days away now. Okay. Well, the Philly cheesesteak place, Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks, I don't know how that's going to go. Hopefully good. I don't know if there's a large call for that in Marion, but I guess we'll find out. And Del Taco, we still don't know what the situation is there. If anybody does, again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Here we are on Halloween. All right. Oh, you know something? Last week, we had a, was it a Family Feud question? I think we did, where we did not get one answer. You know what? I tell you what I'm going to do. We'll hold that over for another day, because this morning, I was looking for a Family Feud Halloween question. Because we've done so much with the Family Feud here. And I thought, we've got, what do we got left here? 24 minutes in the show today? I thought it'd be interesting if we did a Family Feud Halloween category. Now, this category, let's see here, has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers. Okay. A little Halloween Family Feud here. Now, this should be interesting. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give out during trick-or-treat. 7 answers. Let's see if we can get it in 23 minutes here. Name a popular Halloween candy people give out during trick-or-treat. 7 big answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A Halloween candy, or well, I guess just a candy in general, a popular candy that is given out on Halloween. 740-751-4038. And there are 7 answers here. Who is giving, what candies are being given out on during Trick or Treat, which will happen tonight here in Marion. Hopefully there are a lot of trick-or-treaters out. As I said, I really don't know. With all the trunk-or-treats and all the special events that are done, I don't know if there's still a lot of trick-or-treating going on. I know we got some messages last week that there were still a lot of trick-or-treaters, but, you know, it's hard to tell. You know, people used to go from community to community. They'd find out when a thing was going on, a Halloween, and boy, they'd have a time of it. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try candy bars.
Okay, well, what kind of candy? But these are specific.
The little miniature ones.
Oh. Well, yeah, these are specific candies.
Oh, specific. Oh, dear. There's so many. Let's try Butterfinger.
Butterfinger. Well, Butterfinger's my favorite candy. No Butterfinger on the list, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
No Butterfinger candy bars on the list. Name a popular Halloween candy that is given out during Trick or Treat. Now, that's a shame that no Butterfingers are on the list, because Butterfinger is my favorite candy. Although I don't eat a lot of candy, to be honest with you, in general. Seven answers on the board. A popular Halloween candy that is given out on Trick or Treat. Butterfinger not on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the names of the popular Halloween candies? What will you be giving out at your house tonight? Or you parents, what will you be looking through your children's bags for to try to snag? We all know that the parents do that. They get in their kids' bags and they try to snag certain types of candy. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give out on Trick or Treat. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I dozed off. I have a vacation day today, and I woke up to you asking about the Halloween candy. So I want to make sure I'm not operating on a delay here. Do you have the candy bar answer?
Well, it has to be a certain type of candy bar.
Well, I think everyone knows Snickers is the king of candy bars.
Well, Snickers, you might be right, because Snickers is number one on the list, oddly enough. Now, you say you don't celebrate Halloween, but you took the day off?
Oh, I have things to do. It has nothing to do with the Devil's Night.
Oh!
I just want to say my personal favorite candy bar probably isn't on the list, but I like a good payday.
Payday. No payday. Well, I was sad also. My favorite candy bar is the Butterfinger, and it's not on the list either.
They just don't know what good candy bar eating's all about.
They don't, but Snickers is number one. You got it. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, Snickers, number one on the list. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give out for trick or treat. A popular Halloween candy that people give out for trick or treat. 740-751-4038. The only answer we have so far is the number one answer, which was Snickers. What else do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
Let's see, Reese's.
Reese's is number two on the list. We got number one and two. Thanks. Reese candy bars show up. Well, Reese peanut butter cups, I guess is what we should say, shows up at number two on the list. So we've got Snickers and we've got Reese's peanut butter cups. Still five more answers to go. 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour here. Name a popular Halloween candy that is given out during Trick or Treat. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got Snickers and we've got the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Five answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. What is going to be given out at your house? Or what do you like when you go to the candy aisle at the grocery store? You know, as I said in hour number one, it seemed like there was an awful lot of candy left this year. I don't know why that was or why that is. Weather looks like it's going to be good tonight for trick-or-treat, which that's a positive thing for the kids tonight. And hopefully it is just kids out there doing the trick-or-treating. All right, who's got the answers? 740-751-4038. All righty here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Now, are these just candy bars, or is this all sorts of candy?
All sorts of candy.
Skittles?
Let's see here. You know what? Skittles is number 7 on the list, the very last one.
Okay.
Thanks. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hello. How about the Hershey bar?
Hershey bar. Let's see here. Yes, Hershey bar is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Are you just taking, like, the candy bars, or are you taking, like, other candy, too?
All types of candy.
Okay.
All right. So now we've got the Hershey bar on the list as well. So we've got the Snickers, the Reese Peanut Butter Cups, the Hershey bar, and the Skittles at this point. 740-751-4038. Still 3 answers left. Snickers, Reese's, Hershey's, chocolate bars, and Skittles we got. Still 3 answers left to go. Name a popular Halloween candy people give out on trick-or-treat on this Halloween day, 2022. 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
I'll say suckers.
No suckers on the list. Suckers do not make this particular list, unfortunately. A Halloween candy that people give out on trick or treat. Quarter of the hour. 15 minutes left in the program. 740-751-4038. We've got the number 1 answer, which was Snickers. Number 2 was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Number 4 was Hershey's Chocolate Bars. And number 7 was Skittles. But we still have 3 answers left to go and about 14 minutes. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Tootsie Rolls.
No Tootsie Rolls on the list. Tootsie Rolls do not make this particular list. We're still down to 3. Who's got those 3 answers? Magical 3 answers. Popular candy that's given out on trick-or-treat. 740-751-4038. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, and Skittles are the answers we have. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Who has the other answers? We're waiting. All you smart people out there. I know somebody's got the answers out there this morning. I'll tell you, and how I'm having to do this is interesting because I could not print this out this morning. So I'm having to look at the screen and just kind of mark these off. 13 minutes left to go here. Who's got the remaining 3 answers? Popular candy that's given out on trick-or-treat. 13 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Does Ryan or Trish or Roger or any of our people out there have guesses to these? We don't know. Well, it sounded like a call was coming in there, but I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody's phone died. Mary, do you have a guess you're going to call in? I know Mary was listening earlier. Kevin, do you got a call? I think it's Kevin's mother who used to call in quite a bit. Are we going to hear from Kevin's mother? Are we going to hear from Mary? Are we going to hear from Ryan? Are we going to hear from Trish? Are we going to hear from our regular listenership out there this morning? The popular candy bars that are given out on Halloween. Well, not candy bars. Popular candy is what I should say that's given out on Halloween. Trick or treat. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers out there? You know who I haven't heard from in a while? Well, Pat Henry. I hope Pat's out there listening. But I haven't heard from Ernie Brees. I hope Ernie's still out there. Ernie's always a lot of fun, too, to talk about history and things of that nature. And I know when we did the switch over to digital that he was listening on his Alexa, I think is what he was listening to. So I don't know. I think Ernie's still out there in the morning. I don't know if he knows what one of these popular candies would be. You know, the phone lit up there, and then something happened. I hope the phones didn't die. Boy, we don't need that. Oh, nope, we got a dial tone. They lit up, and something happened. Well, here we are. Name a popular Halloween candy that kids like on trick-or-treat. We've got Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's chocolate bars, and Skittles. Still three to go. Are we going to get the three in 10 minutes? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers, as they say? 740-751-4038. Popular candy given out during trick or treat. And again, if anybody would like to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, the list is very long at this point. Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Bus Riders with Sarah, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Dono Bauer, Brandon, Linda, Angie, myself, Sean, Terry, Adam, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, the who do we got? Fire Chief Deem, Dr. Davis, Mayor Kellogg, Ted Jolliffe, James Anderson, Jeannie Evers, Bob Welsh, one of I believe it's one of Linda's friends was put in on Friday. I can't remember his name, but it is at the studio. So the list is long. All right. 740-751-4038. You know, I know Mary's got little grandkids. We haven't heard from her yet today to guess a popular candy bar. I said candy bar again. Popular candy that would be passed out on trick-or-treat. 740-751-4038. All righty here. Who's going to get it? Three left to go. I'm sure there are candy, but you do have a tendency to say candy bar, don't you? Candies that have not been guessed. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give out on trick-or-treat. All right. Who's going to get it here? Go ahead, caller.
How about bubble gum?
No bubble gum, but a good guess. No bubble gum on the list here today. Not a bad guess, though. Three answers left to go. Are we going to get them? 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy people give out during trick or treat. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's chocolate bars, Skittles, those are the answers we have so far. All right. Go ahead, caller.
The malted milk balls.
No malted milk balls. Good guess, though.
Oh, that's my granddaughter's favorite.
I know. Brinley?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She'll never listen to the show again.
I have to pack those and give them away for Halloween because that's her favorite.
Now, are those the Whoppers? Yeah, those are good. I don't know, there are some weird answers here. It's shocking to me.
Okay.
Thanks. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Tootsie Rolls.
No Tootsie Rolls, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right. Ryan out there this morning and Mary out there this morning getting in the game. Well, it's good to have the people. I know it's tough to get to a telephone. We don't have those right answers, though, yet. 7 minutes left to go. Name a popular candy that is given out on Trick or Treat. 740-751-4038. Snickers, Reese Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, and Skittles. Go ahead, caller.
How about Milky Way?
No Milky Way. Milky Way does not make this particular list. Holy, I think Sarah fell back asleep. She didn't have the answers, and Sarah has fallen back asleep here on Halloween. Or what did she call it? Holy mackerel. Something interesting. Name a popular candy. I'm saying candy bar again. Name a popular candy that is given out on Halloween. Trick or treat. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, and Skittles are the answers we've got. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers? On Halloween Day, 2022, 55 minutes past the hour here. Well, maybe this person's got the answers. We can only hope. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How about Starburst?
No Starburst. Starburst is a very popular candy, but does not make the list at this particular point. Boy, we're under 5 minutes and still got three answers left here. Name a popular Halloween candy people give out during trick or treat. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said Kit Kat?
Ah, no, they haven't. And Kit Kat, let's see, they are number five on the list. What's your favorite candy?
Mine's probably Snickers.
Snickers, number one on the list. Very popular. Very popular. But Kit Kat's there. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan comes in with Kit Kat at number five on the list. All right, two answers left and 4 minutes left to go. That means we've got to get an answer every 2 minutes here. Name a popular Halloween candy that's given out on Trick or Treat. We've got Snickers, Reese Cups, Hershey Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do we have the answer? Are we going to get the answers, I guess, is maybe something we should say better. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Baby Ruth?
No Baby Ruth. Good guess, though. Now we're down to 3 minutes. No Baby Ruth on the list. Popular Halloween candy that people give out on trick-or-treat. Snickers, Reese Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. Those are what we got. Two answers left to go. Who's going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
Smarties.
No Smarties. Good guess. You know, I never liked when they dumped those Smarties in my trick-or-treat bag. Of course, again, I was never big on candy. But I never liked the Smarties, but they were popular. They certainly were. Two answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. Popular trick-or-treat candy items. Go ahead, caller.
I think they're called fruit tarts. That tart candy?
No fruit tarts.
Okay.
No fruit tarts on the list. 740-751-4038. Oh, man. 2 minute warning. Now we got to get an answer every minute. Name a popular candy people give out on trick or treat. We've got Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, Skittles. What are the remaining two answers? 740-751-4038. Man, about 90 seconds left to go now. 740-751-4038. Are we going to get the two remaining answers here before we bat out of here on Halloween Day 2022? 1 minute warning. We're down to 1 minute now. Boy, how time flies when you're having fun on the Halloween holiday. Sarah napping there. We've had Mary's granddaughter's favorite guest, Whoppers. We haven't heard from Kevin and his family, Kevin Griffith. They haven't waged. We've had Ryan and Judy in here with some good answers this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Suckers.
No suckers. Good guess. No suckers, but a very good guess. Down to the final 30 seconds here. Well, I do want to wish everybody a great Halloween. Safe. Happy Halloween. If you're going out for Halloween or taking trick-or-treaters out for Halloween, whatever you're doing, be safe. Stay warm. Even if you've got a costume on, wear something warm. It does get chilly at night. Looks like we're done for the day. Maybe we'll continue this tomorrow, even though it's not Halloween. For this day, happy Halloween. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
At the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is...